Hey, what's happening? What's going on in Sharkland? This is Eric from the Shark School with another episode of Let's Talk Shark. In this week's episode, I'd like to talk about the so-called sneak attack, which is the third category of the three initial ways sharks seem to attack. For the record, these three categories, bump and bite, hit and run, and sneak, do not exist, but are a relic from the past that is kept alive. So how come we still talk about things that do not exist? Well, there are a lot of idiots out there who seem to know sharks, pretend to know sharks, experts, of course, and they create their websites, and of course, because they don't know better, they still use bump and bite, hit and run, and sneak. But these categories do not exist. The main reason why these categories are incorrect is that there are much more ways for sharks to approach and bite than is hinted at with this classification. In addition to, this three-way classification does not say anything about bite motivation. I agree that there are tendencies that seem to repeat themselves when it comes to getting closer to a person and why they bite, but this gives us, even conservatively calculated, easily 40 to 50 categories, and definitely not just three. Just remember the number of approach patterns there are. We currently count 7 such patterns on same level, plus 2 other, the water column. So thinking one can reduce those many categories down to 3 is idiotic. But as with so many erroneous things on the internet, do they pop up first? Then most likely people think that's what we have to believe. The longer we have to search, the less likely an opinion is accepted. So, well, that's Google for us. Anyway, let's talk about the third of this original category, sneak. Let's dissect that. What is implied and what it entails? What's implied is that the shark has devious intentions. It sneaks up on a person, anybody, or anything that sneaks up on someone is not an honest character. And what it entails is some form of stealth. Does a shark need any stealth when approaching humans? I don't think so. But it's more that the shark looks for our body orientation, approaches it accordingly. Remember, we have shown that a shark is able to understand the front and back of humans. How they do it? I have no clue. Or better said, we are working on some ideas what it could be, but at this very moment, I don't really know how they do it. So when a shark approaches from behind, it likely wants to take its time to explore the unfamiliar object, or it does not really dare to be faced. So, because sharks are curious but shy animals at the same time. So to approach from behind is the much better approach. That we don't realize a close-by shark has to do that we hardly lower our head below the surface when being in the water and play or swim. And even when our head is submerged, we hardly look backwards. That is even more true should there be a current, because when there's a current, we try to really be streamlined and constantly turning the upper body. It's just not worth it. And the more current we have, the less likely we turn. So a shark really has all the space in the back to approach us, to check us out without even noticing, but it doesn't mean that the shark has any vicious intention. How about this vicious, this devious intention? The answer is that as well does not exist. Against popular belief, sharks are not vicious animals. Sharks are shy, but curious, hesitant. So any predator out there will react pretty much the same way when it comes down to an unfamiliar object. So the shark are no exception. What they do is the rule. Most of the time, they're really shy and very cautious, so if you spend enough time among sharks, you can tell if this shark now is very courageous or is very hesitant, is it shy, whatever it is. So how could we label a sneak attack instead so that it makes some sense? Well, probably the best way would describe it somehow like associated unseen bite approach or something like that, but definitely not sneak. Anyway, it's important to understand that the shark does not have a sinister intention when it is involved in a later bite. And with the first category that has been labeled hit and run, where the round part implies that the shark did boo-boo, so it has to haul butt. There as well, the shark did not do anything mean or bad on purpose. And most important, it didn't do anything wrong that needs to be punished. So the same is true when labeling a bite a sneak attack. Since sneak just implies the negative mental state a shark might be in before it bites. It is important that we stop categorizing sharks. There are individuals that are able to weigh situations. We have an area of species, we have reef species, we have open water species, pelagic species, more species that are more benthic, and on and on. So they cannot all be the same. So, I mean, it's really obvious. Because we understand that, we have to also understand that there are much more ways of a shark to approach and bite. In all my years working with shark bites, I would never have put any of the bites into one of these three categories, because I noticed something from the start. It was that as many wound pictures I see, the same number of approaches with the connection of an area of motivation is likely. Each year, we have about 80 to 100 incidents where about 90% or so end up in human bites. The rest are incidents where a shark bumps a person or pushes someone from a surfboard, but they do not have actual wounds. So this low number already indicates that bites are a very rare occasion. So since biting a person is such a rare event, plenty of factors need to come together. And I have a hard time to believe that each of these individual circumstances then leading to a bite can be reduced to one of three ways to get bitten. But there's one other thing. This three-group classification indicates that sharks are simple animals and any bite will fall into one of the three categories. That pretty much reflects the belief of the scientists of the last generation, the ones who were active during the time when Jaws came to the big screen. What these guys lacked, and some of their students still lack it today, is time spent among sharks. Of course, when you ask some of them, most of them say, yeah, I dived with sharks. But just having done it once or twice, or even 10 or 20 times, does not mean that you have an idea about these animals, even less so when we're just part of these rather questionable shark feeding dives where everyone has to sit in one row. No, you have to spend hours upon hours among them in different scenarios and with different activities, and then not just with one species, but all of them who have been involved in bites. I hope you see where I'm coming with all this, and more importantly, what I tried to explain. Sharks cannot be categorized like any other animals neither. Sharks are individuals, they interpret, they weigh, and when it comes to a bite, it is a unique event. So keep that in mind next time someone tries to sell you the three classification attack scheme. It's not functioning. Okay, that's it for today. Tune in again for another show of Let's Talk Shark. And remember, when you see a shark out there, have fun, enjoy the moment, and remember, it is a privilege.